bring Martha Bang into our conversation this morning.
Good
from
morning.
Forever Homes. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. So it is National Volunteer Month.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
Oh, well, now you do. So it's National Volunteer Month, and this year's theme is to celebrate service. So I am a terrible planner. And I am so sorry. I would love to have a couple of volunteers in here to share their experience to celebrate their service. But yeah. I'm a poor planner and I tried real hard this morning. But, it's early.
You can talk about them, though, if you have some special people.
Yeah, I do. So I started volunteering with Forever Home 2017. 18? I don't remember. I was just going to come in on the weekends and, you know, hang out with some dogs. That's back when we were just a dog-only rescue. And of course, you know, anything I get involved in, I get all involved in. And here we are. A lot of our volunteers work full-time outside of the rescue like I do, but they are committed to the animals and they love what they do. So, you know, volunteering, you can do so many different things. You, like today, we are doing a donation food pickup. And so Bill is going to make his once a quarter trip to Omaha with his truck and his trailer to bring back some pallets of food. So you can do things that are, that are just very sporadic and here and there and not every week or every month or whatever. We also have people like Terry, who comes both Saturday and Sunday and spends the better part of her day hours helping walk dogs and spending time with the animals. Mm-hmm. We have our adoption and foster coordinators that spend their time helping place animals in homes, reviewing applications, talking with people about what they're looking for, doing all of those kinds of things. Our board of directors, all volunteer, our events people, again, all volunteer. If you are a party planner and you like doing that kind of thing, there's always room for new ideas, more ideas, mm-hmm. things like that. So, you know, I say this when I speak in public a lot, so I've probably said it here before, but when I was growing up, my parents taught me to be a good steward to my community.
Right.
I do not think that spending 40 hours a week doing animal rescue is probably what they had in mind. I feel like my mom was like, hey, how about you teach Sunday school or something like that? But they instilled that in me. You know, mm-hmm. We had a dog come in recently whose owner passed away. Turns out that was a dog that we had in the flood. And the person that fostered that dog during the flood is now going to take that dog home. Like, I'm not good at verbalizing it, but when you work with animals, you get attached to them. And even though you may not have seen them in 4 years, if that comes full circle and there's an opportunity, like we all of our volunteers at Forever Home, we're committed. You know, if something like that comes up, like, mm-hmm. of course we're going to take that animal right. in and take care of it. You know, what a terrible set of circumstances. So, you know, there's a lot about your heart that guides you, mm-hmm. With your volunteering and whatever your passion is, you should fill your heart with those things. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that, you know, it's why I do this work. It's why I, you know, take time to go to city council meetings if I have to or whatever. Like, we're all doing all of this work for the same goal. And that's to make sure that all of these animals end up in fantastic homes, even if their start wasn't great.
Right.
So celebrate
volunteers.
Volunteerism. Yeah. Yeah. We have some awesome ones and we would not be doing all of the great things that we're able to do without them. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Kudos round of to applause them, to all the volunteers that volunteer around everywhere. last thing, we have a fundraiser today. Everybody head out to Crush Pizza, pick up your lunch, go have some lunch, go have some supper. They're donating a portion of their proceeds all day today to Forever Home for the Animals. So
good deal. Yeah, I guess some lunch or evening.
Yeah. And Fremont Area Big Give is coming up next month. So everybody plan ahead, set your $20 aside. I can't remember what day it is. Do you remember?
It is on, I just talked to her yesterday.
I feel like it's the
too small.
7th or
I think it's the 7th.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everybody, don't forget Fremont Area Big Gives coming up. So, you know, stash a little cash away to donate that day.
Oh, yeah. 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 Any nail clippings or anything like that going on?
Nail trims is almost always the first Sunday of every month. So that would 6. That would make it May 6th.
Yep.
$10 nail trims for all your pets, guinea pigs, bunnies, cats, even. Just please bring those little fast critters in secure carriers, dogs on leash. We do microchipping those days as well. So if you need your pet microchipped, $25 microchips. And if there are, I always have to put this out there, if there are any members of our community looking for low cost spay or neuter services for their pets, please give us a call. We can help you with a lower cost appointment.
Good deal. How are you now? Are you pretty full?
We're always full. We have a couple of law enforcement hold cases, so that's taking up some space, and those take some times to adjudicate. But, you know, we have some amazing, wonderful dogs. You know, all of the Parvo dogs are happy and healthy, and one mm-hmm. went out on a trial stay the other day. So we still have one looking for a home. But look us up. Check out the website. It's www.fetchingforeverhomes.com. org, I almost said .com, .org. For you can look at our adoptables that are posted. You can stop in. You know, whatever means you need to get a hold of us, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or stop by right there on West 6th.
West 6th. Yep. Right behind We See Plumbing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Yeah. And volunteer.
Yes. 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 All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Martha. Martha Bang giving us more good information from Forever Homes.